challenge corporation next year due to delays in finalizing debt restructuring deal. And Ghana Revenue Authority urges tourists to strictly demand VAT receipts on all transactions at hotels and business centers. Also in this bulletin, Association of Ghana Industries appeals to banks to reduce interest rate in line with Bank of Ghana's effort to bring down cost of borrowing. Stay tuned. The Joy Business Report is brought to you by Ecobank, the Pan-African Bank, and Imperial General Assurance Solid Protection. I am James Ishen. We settle for the details now. First off, Ghana will not receive any financial support from the Millennium Challenge Corporation US next year. This is due to delays in reaching a debt restructuring deal with some American firms and state institutions. More in the following report.
Ghana was in some discussion with the US government to secure some financial disbursement under the Millennium Challenge Corporation for the energy sector. Now, sources say the country had made some significant progress in securing these funds for the energy sector. There were also some discussions to help Ghana possibly secure fresh compact program. This was after the Trump administration announced it has no objection in going ahead with the compact program, despite expressing some initial concerns. However, during a Senate engagement with the Challenge Corporation, Ghana's issue was flagged. Millennium Challenge Corporation then went ahead to put Ghana in list of countries that will not get support for the corporation during its board meeting. However, sources say the issue are more than the debt restructuring deal, as some diplomatic issues that have come up recently may be the underlying reason. But some industry persons say the development may come as a big blow to Ghana coming on the back of the US aid suspension for the health sector. Some persons have argued that one good thing about the US assistance is that it comes in the form of aid or grant, unlike other countries where it's more of a loan.
And that was a business desk report. Now, the chief executive office of the Association of Ghana Industries, Seth Chum Akwabo, is urging commercial banks to support the Bank of Ghana's effort to bring interest rate down to single digit. Speaking at a Prudential Bank event on the economy, he said high lending rates are crippling businesses, especially small and medium-sized enterprises. He called for a stronger collaboration across the financial sector to create a more business-friendly environment.
I think the banks have a major role to play in this. And the reality is that the CD has appreciated, inflation is coming down, policy rate is dropping, and therefore interest rates must come down. And we have no choice as a bank, and we'll be confronted with this. We met the governor of Bank of Ghana recently, and he told us, people think getting a single-digit interest rate is not possible. But I'm telling you, it's going to happen. So they are bent on doing that.
Seth Chum Akwabua is chief executive of the Association of Ghana Industries. Next, the Ghana Revenue Authority has encouraged tourists to demand VAT receipts for all transactions to help ensure accountability and net revenue collection drive. The Commissioner General, Anthony Kwesi Sapon, has urged Ghanaians to make tax paying an essential priority, stressing it plays a critical role in driving sustainable growth. Speaking to Joy Business during the 2025 Ogwa Fetua Fesha in Cape Coast, Mr. Sapon disclosed that the GRA is making effort to sensitize people on the importance of paying taxes.
To educate taxpayers and people who are patronizing this feast, that as we go about enjoying and make merry, we should remember that the nation is developed by taxes that we collect. And we encourage all people who are in Cape Coast to do one thing for us. As they go to the bars, as they go to the restaurants, and as they sleep in hotels, when they are living and they are paying their bills, they should do one simple thing, that the bills that they are giving should be a VAT invoice. When you demand your VAT invoice, you ensure that you contribute towards VAT, you contribute towards revenue mobilization, and you contribute towards national development.
Anthony Kwesi Sapon is the Commissioner General of the Ghana Revenue Authority. Now, the Ghana Revenue Authority also donated an amount of 100,000 cedis to the Municipal Assembly to support disaster management activities as part of the national development through its corporate social responsibility. Now, away from that, the chief executive of the Ghana Tourism Authority, Mami Efo-Wajeto, is calling for more effort to push investment in the production of local clothing for the international market. This, she believes, will elevate the brand Ghana to the international world and attract more foreign investment. She was speaking to Joy Business at the sidelines of the Women Aligned Women Conference in Cape Coast, which was part of this year's Oguafetu Afashe for the people of the Central Region.
Our music is fantastic and it goes global. Our clothing is something we need to make an effort in marketing to go global. You know, I have witnessed the festivals in other parts of the world, especially Ghana going to celebrate something. And they go with culture. They go with our clothing, they go with our drummings, they go with our dance, they go with our way of life, they go with our smiles. And that is what we need to market. I think that we cannot pick one thing and say that is music. Music will have to go with our dance. Music will have to go with something. Clothing will have to go with something. You know, so I don't want to just pick one. I think that I will just say culture on the
Mami Efo-Wajeto is chief executive of the Ghana Tourism Authority. To some more stories, the Ghana may get some relief from high fuel costs as world prices fell sharply on Friday. The drop came after report that Saudi Arabia want OPEC to increase oil production faster. While this could help reduce fuel prices and ease inflation in Ghana, experts warn the global oil market may remain unstable through the rest of 2025. Winston Taki of Joy Business has more in this report.
Crude oil and gasoline prices fell sharply on Friday after a report that Saudi Arabia is pushing the Organization of Petroleum Exporting Countries and its allies known as OPEC Plus to accelerate production hikes. The report raised fears of a larger global crude oil surplus in the final quarter of the year. At the same time, weaker than expected employment data from the United States added pressure to oil prices. Market watchers had been hoping OPEC Plus would pause production increases to avoid oversupply. Instead, OPEC Plus is set to continue its schedule of gradually restoring a total of 2.2 million barrels per day of production by September 2026. For Ghana, where imported petroleum products are a key driver of inflation, the latest shift in oil markets carry mixed implications. Falling crude oil prices could ease pressure on domestic pump prices, which in turn support government's effort to contain inflation that recently slowed to 11.5%, the lowest since October 2021. A stable or declining oil price outlook could also reduce the cost of power generation and transportation, providing some relief for businesses and households.
And that was Winston Taki's report. Now, at its 10th anniversary, the Achimota Retail Center is being recognized not only as an early pioneer in modern community shopping, but also as a driver of jobs and economic growth. Director of Delico Achimota Ghana Limited, George Ejay Ampofo, says the center has created employment opportunities and attracted major brands that continue to boost business in that area.
Based on the fact that we have tenants in the mall, we have been able to contribute to direct employment to people. People have gotten jobs just because they are tenants in the mall. Tenants like Melcom, ShopRite and the likes have employed hundreds of people into the mall. Secondly, around the mall, previously you didn't have businesses that were here. Businesses have come around the mall and has generated a lot of activities to contribute to the general economy. And so indirectly, we also contributed to employment in and around the mall because people have seen that there's activity going on in the mall and they've leveraged on that activity to also establish their own businesses just around the mall.
George Ejay Ampofo is director of Delico Achimota Ghana Limited. Next, senior specialist art and museum curator at APSA Group, Dr. Paul Bailey, has stated that APSA is committed to supporting the communities in which it operates. Under its flagship initiative, APSA Latile, the bank aims to support talent of various visual art. You may view his comment at the APSA Latile opening night.
When people think of APSA, they always think of APSA as a financial institution, and yes, we are. But at the same time, we also want to be able to support and grow the communities where we operate. So through our citizenship programs and through our sponsorships, we also want to support and help those communities aspire to achieve the best at what they do. And one of those ways that we do that is through the visual arts.
That was Dr. Paul Bailey, who is the senior specialist art and museum curator at APSA Group. On Money Lab today, Paul Mante, Managing Director of EDC Investment Limited, explains financial independence. Take a listen.
Hi, welcome to MoneyLab. My name is Paul Kofi Manti, the Managing Director of EDC Investment Limited, a member of the Ecobank Group. We have been discussing financial independence. Today, I want to drill down a bit on the definition of financial independence. Financial independence simply means getting to that stage in life where, with or without salary, you can live your desired lifestyle. So if you need 10,000 cedis, example, for your desired lifestyle, it means you're going to need 120,000 cedis within the year. But watch it. If you have investment of a million Ghana cedis and you can get an average interest of 18%, that will give you 180,000 a year. If you divide that by 12, that is 15,000 cedis every month. So you need 10,000 for your desired lifestyle. Your investment generates 15,000 every month. At this stage, we can say you are financially independent. Remember, financial independence begins with two important beliefs. Belief number one is that my financial future is going to be better than the present. Belief number two is that I have the power to make financial independence a reality. Many thanks for making time for Money Lab.
And that's our Money Lab for today. Catch us same time tomorrow for the next episode. That is the end of the Joy Business Report, brought to you by Ecobank, the Pan African Bank, and Imperial General Insurance Solid Protection. My name is James Ishe. Now, before we go, everyday people face different emergencies: police emergency, fire emergency, medical emergency, you name it. But many Ghanaians don't know their emergency numbers. Well, here is one you would want to remember: *770#. Yes, *770# as the new Ecobank Money emergency number. *770# gives you instant access to loans, fund transfers, utility payments, airtime and data purchases, and so much more, even without data. So there's no need to panic when you find yourself in any money emergency. Ecobank will always come to your rescue. Dial *770# now for solutions to your money emergency. Ecobank, the Pan-African Bank. Ignition is next. Good afternoon.